This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel faces growing international pressure Wednesday to rethink plans for a massive ground operation in Gaza, where the Hamas-run health ministry says Israel's relentless bombing campaign has killed 700 people in 24 hours. Alarm is growing over the spiraling death toll in the Gaza Strip. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed, mostly civilians, and there are fears the toll could soar if Israel pushes ahead with a widely expected ground invasion in a bid to destroy Hamas and rescue hostages. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning retaliatory attacks against Palestinians by Israeli settlers in the West Bank. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Palestinian authorities say settler violence has grown since the Hamas attack on Israel earlier this month.
Pouring gasoline on fire is what it's like.
At a joint news conference with Australia's prime minister, the president again condemned the Hamas assault that killed 1,400 Israelis and noted Palestinian civilians are also being killed.
There's no going back to the status quo as it stood on October the 6th.
The president says he'll redouble efforts to find a two-state solution.
Israelis and Palestinians equally deserve to live side by side in safety, dignity, and peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel is preparing a ground invasion of Gaza, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a televised statement on Wednesday, but declined to provide any details on the timing or other information about the operation. He said the decision on when forces would go into the Palestinian enclave would be taken by the government's special war cabinet.